Well, I think when we take a look at that list, we need to kind of remember where we are in the scheme of things. Right now, the governor's made a recommended capital budget proposal that has spent all of the funds that we would get in surplus for 08 ending in June, and virtually all of them for 09, which is the coming budget year. So if we follow the governor's recommendations, there would be zero. So we have naturally a different opinion in how the community should work with the legislature to advance their capital needs. It's a little different than what the governor is proposing. And her proposal is just to do some revenue sharing, and then the communities can do with the revenue sharing, you know, as they see fit. But a lot of us in the legislature feel revenue sharing is a separate item. It's not a capital budget item. It's an operating budget item. And you're mixing apples with oranges.
TIPCA's small capital request is, you know, very local. It's paving and water pipes. How are we going to bridge this gap between the kinds of things that the administration would like to pay for and the kinds of things that the local government in Sitka is accustomed to asking for?
I think you need to stand back a little bit and look at, you know, what are we trying to do here in the state? You know, building our infrastructure certainly is one of them, but we also have a quality of life issue to deal with here. So I think it is a state responsibility to look at some of these issues and try to build a better quality of life for our citizens. And if we're talking about building, you know, ballparks or senior citizen centers or public libraries, things like that, it's a pretty naive approach to just boil it down in the richest state in the union and then tell the citizens and all the communities that, you know, we're not willing to share the oil wealth when we have good fortunes. But when fortunes aren't so good, we're going to go ahead and whack everything in sight. So there'll be a policy discussion with the administration on some of these items, and some of them we'll agree on, and some of them we won't, and we'll move on. But clearly the Constitution puts the appropriating powers with the legislature, not with the administrative branch, and they gave the administrative branch the veto pen as a checks and balances. Last year, my personal opinion is she went over the top and basically was very abusive with that use. So we'll work on that this year to see if we can't come up with an understanding before we go too far into the process.
Marlene Campbell at the assembly meeting the other night said that she had learned from your office that you were planning on resubmitting all the budget items from last year that the governor vetoed. Can you elaborate on that if that's really going to be the case?
The issue is, what do we do with the communities across the state? Sitka's one of them, District 2. Petersburg got hit pretty hard. Wrangell didn't. What do we do with these districts that were basically left out of the last capital budget, where the legislature put money in those districts to make the capital budget fair, and then the governor pulled those funds out and left all her stuff in? If you don't come out back and have the ability to fill that in, basically those communities get left out of a whole budget cycle. And they get left out of a budget cycle when the state is in a very strong financial position. At the end of June here, we're going to pick up probably between $3.2 and $4 billion. You know, that is pretty good stewardship of the monies. And the issues that we're talking about, these Levito items, are basically rounding errors in the scheme of things. They're not going to impact the financial strength of the state adversely one way or the other.